I love Captain Crunch. It's my favorite type of lunch. I love Captain Crunch. So I eat a whole bunch. Captain Crunch! I love Captain Crunch. It's my favorite type of lunch. I eat a whole bunch. I love Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch! Captain Crunch with no berries just ain't right. I'm addicted to the...
Alright, we're up. My crack pipe. Tom says Marty's ready. The song is playing. So it must be time for some Marty B. Show. Marcellus Bennett of the Cowboys. Sponsor groups?
Sante Center for Healing.
Ah, yes. Well, let's say hello on this short week to the Cowboy tight end.
The berry's just better. The berry's just better.
From...
Berry's just better.
Many media outlets. IamMartyB.com is our favorite. Here he is, Martellus Bennett. Hey, Marty.
Hello.
What up?
What's up, Chief? Uh-oh. Marty?
Marty?
Do you read us? Uh-oh. Well, we now leave it to the staff back there.
All right, let's check in with Tom.
Turn off a dial tone.
Yeah, let me call him back. He said hi. He said hello, and I don't know what happened.
We heard that. I don't know if he could hear us, though, you know?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. That's just a big
mess. Seemed like it was going fine.
Just really a big mess. He's fine. Just get him on the phone stat, Michael. You don't have to make a joke about everything.
Well, Michael doesn't do it.
Yeah, but he's enjoying this.
A little bit.
And it should be a man law that you're not to enjoy this. Supposed to take this very seriously. This is football. Or sports radio.
Football.
By the way, can I promote Gay Not Gay for 215? Are we doing that bit?
Yeah, I'm ready to roll. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it now.
Well, I don't know if we should do it right now. No. This is gay. Absolutely silly. Although, turn Tom's mic on. Let's see how he's doing.
That happens. All right, let me get you on with the guys here. All right, hold on.
Martellus.
Hello, Captain Crunch.
How are you, sir?
My favorite.
Doing very well.
Why did you hang up on us? Come on, dude.
Asteroid struck Jupiter, man. It's not my fault. Sometimes you lose signal out here.
Asteroid struck Jupiter. Oh, dear. That's a bad way to start your Tuesday. How are we feeling after a win? How's everything doing?
I'm feeling very, very good. You know, it's a tough game. You know, it was an ugly win, but we pulled it through, and that's what's most important.
Yeah, and kind of, I was thinking the first thing I wanted to hear from Marty was how was everybody feeling at halftime, because you guys did some okay things in the first half, but you kept shooting yourself in the foot, bad penalties, a sack here and there. I would think it's a bit of a frustrated locker room at halftime. Give us a scoop.
Everybody wanted to make plays as far as the players go. Everybody knew the game that we should have been winning from the get-go, and we had our struggles in the first half, and they're just talking about what we needed to do. Everybody came, actually, I don't know if it was more frustrated or more game-planning, because it seemed like more of the guys like, man, we need you to make a play, we need this from you. So everybody was just stepping up, telling what they needed to do, and we knew it was a game that we could win. We should have been ahead from the beginning, but we kept shooting ourselves in the foot, and they really weren't stopping us, we were stopping ourselves. So, I mean, that's the main thing that was going on in there, but... A little frustration, but not too much.
So there wasn't any big change in game plan or strategic difference in the second half?
I mean, we made our changes. We made our changes in the game plan, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's pretty much the same.
How often do you make major changes at halftime?
I mean, I don't think anytime you make major changes at halftime, but I think there's different ways that we plan on attacking them before the game, and then if one is not working by halftime, they try to use other tactics that they came up with all week to attack the second half.
Boy, and you guys are just dominant on the ground right now, running that football, and you don't want to say it doesn't matter who gets the ball, because obviously you want your guys out there and healthy, but without Marion last night, without Felix for a good portion of the game, you guys are just pounding them. Are you surprised how dominant this offense is rushing the football against, you know, some reasonable defenses? You're not playing high school teams here.
Yeah, our offensive line is really, really good. I mean, them guys work very well together. And even with us, the fullback, tight ends, I think it's a overall job for every – it's a job that everyone has to contribute to do. And think Witten does a great job blocking Flozell, Cozier. I think Cozier being back this year makes a big difference. You know, a lot of people look at him as a utility guy, but I think he completes the line for us with the things that he's capable of doing. So having him back makes a big difference. But, I mean, just the running backs, man, you got to tip your hat off to them. They all do a great job. Tashard, Barry, and Felix. So anytime any one of them in the game, all you got to do is create a hole, and they do the rest.
Man, I'm happy you brought up Kyle Cozier, because that dude on run plays, it looks like he's getting his seals all the time. I don't know how he grades out on film when you guys are all watching it, but it looks like that dude's a bulldozer out there.
Yeah, he plays well. I don't think anybody worries about their grade too much, because, I mean, being graded and actually being in the game and playing is totally different. You know, coaches, sometimes they grade you on what you might not have took the right footwork, but you got the job done, so there might be a minus on the play, so. I mean, but for the most part, it's about the way you feel like you played overall. So, but he does an excellent job for us. I mean, I think, like I said, I think he makes a big difference with the line coming and completing the whole line. Colombo's been doing a great job. So has Leonard Davis and Andre Girard. Man, he's been killing it in those tackles and whoever they put in front of him. So, I mean, you could pretty much run anywhere. That's the best part. You have to run to the left. You have to run to the right. I mean, there's options to run all over the field.
So, explain what the grades are. You get graded every game?
Yeah, you get graded every game. I might have passed, right now, I'm probably a D average student if I was in college.
A B average?
No, D average.
Oh, okay. I mean, what's that like then? The next day or what?
Yeah, it's the next day. The coach is grading you. You get minuses and pluses. Say, I get, like, my minuses will probably be for footwork. You know, sometimes I'll take the steps that he wants me to take to make the block, but I'll make the block and get the job done. So the minus and a zero because I got the job done, but I didn't take the footwork. I didn't take the footwork that he taught me to use. So.
Boy, I'm sorry, Marty. I never imagined it was that in depth. I knew you would get graded on if you got your block on a certain play or did your job. I had no idea they looked footwork.
You could get your block and still get a minus.
Wow.
So, yeah, so you sit there, okay, on a today. Did you already do this, or do you have the day off today?
Today's our day off, so we ain't going today.
Okay, but generally, it'll be Monday?
Yeah.
And then?
You sit there with a piece of paper with minuses and stuff that critiques you from the whole game, and in your mind, you're thinking, wow, I was out there busting, can I say ass?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it.
I was out there busting my ass all day, and I got a minus on this play. So, I mean, but for the most part, that's what it is. You know, it varies.
I just want to know, is it the three tight ends sitting there with Garrett, and you're watching every play on...
Just like in Hard Knocks.
On a video?
Yeah, you're watching every single play, and then you're there with your grades in front of you. You can see the other players' grades, too. So, yeah, I can see Witten's, I can see mine, I can see John Phillips, I can see everybody great on there. So, I mean, all the tight ends.
When we were in school, this is as close as we will ever get to the NFL, when we were, like, in, say, history class in college or in high school or something, you would dread going in and getting your grade that you knew you had probably earned because you blew off the test. Are there Mondays where you're like, oh, man, I don't want to watch film. I know they're going to see this and this, right?
Yeah, you always have the plays where you're like, man, I wonder what I got. But the thing about football is that the days that you think you play your best games, those actually be the worst games. And when you think you play really, really bad, usually grade out the best.
So was it this intricate in college or no?
And in college, yeah, they grade you in college, but not so much in depth. You know, it's kind of just if you get the job done, then, you know, you kind of get a plus. If you get the job done, you got the assignment done. Then you get double pluses for, like, MCXTs in college, which is make the extra effort. So, like, you do, like, block six people on one play, which is amazing. You get double pluses.
Which you can do in college. I just never knew it was so micromanaging, I guess. I mean, I know how our shoulders slump. Occasionally they will break out a tape of our show and say, all right, let's go listen to this and see what you did wrong. And I think that's the worst 10 minutes of my life. And you have to do it every Monday.
Well, in fact, let's go a step further, Martellus. You have to do it every practice, right? Don't they film and grade practices on some level?
Well, they don't really grade practices, but you watch every single practice, no matter what. every day. Even we watch walkthroughs. So if you mess up in a walkthrough, which is pretty funny because, man, it's a walkthrough. But, you know, but yeah, we grade. The coaches, I believe, they grade it. I know my coach grades every single play, every single practice, no matter what. But I believe every coach does it. But because they're always looking for it to replace you. I mean, it's a business. If you're not getting a job done, and your grades, I mean, it's a chance that you could be replaced, especially if you're like a practice squad guy or a third guy, you know, or fourth guy, you know, anything like that. So
Is it worth it?
Well, that's the other.
You make millions of dollars. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, they critique everything. So.
Well, you know, when we're in class or when we're doing our thing in our little lives, sometimes you can fly under the radar. But in the National Football League, you can't fly under the radar. They're looking at every guy with a microscope.
Yeah, every guy's under a microscope, no matter who you first teamer, second teamer, third teamer, it don't matter. And you can't hide anything. Film never lies, you know, so. It's not like in class when you could actually cheat on your test and still get an A.
All right, so grade that second, that attempt in the, you guys had, what, second and goal, and they threw to Roy, and then third and goal, they tried to throw for you over there. What happened there?
Uh-huh. I was, same thing that happened, kind of like the first two guys picked him, that's just a high jump ball, and he threw like a fade in the back of the corner. And I probably end up getting a minus on it because the ball wasn't caught, but you never know.
Now, you looked a little frustrated out there yesterday. Was that the case?
Yeah, I was. I mean, I've been pressing, you know, I've been kind of pressing myself to make plays. So, I've been, you know, because I have opportunities, so they try to make the most out of every single one. So, I've just been kind of pressing. And this one thing I got to just chill back and let it come to me. I was kind of pressing yesterday to make a play, so. During the whole game, so, I mean, I was a little frustrated. Not because of anything that was going on. I was just kind of pressing to make something happen, you know. And so I was a little frustrated.
All right, we have Martellus Bennett and the Martellus Bennett Show here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Cowboys beat the Panthers last night 21-7, and it was a heck of a job by your defense. Wanted to get your thoughts on the way they took over the second half, got that pass rush going, got some takeaways, and really Newman kind of put the game away there in the end. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I thought the DBs came out and played very well. They had to step it up from last week. Jenkins got an interception. You know, this is a real Steve Smith test this week we played. I think they did a good job of keeping them in check, you know, and the play, T. Newman, it was just an awesome play. He played the stop route, got a good jam, and just kind of jumped in front of the ball and took it to the house. The guys, fast rush, I mean, I don't know if we had a lot of sacks, but they was hitting their home every single play. So, I mean, that was one thing that you react for them to do. And big up to Victor Butler, who came in and got two sacks, a sack fumble, and another sack toward the end of the game when we needed to close it out. That was pretty. Oh, he's pretty good. I mean, he's a guy he's a speed guy. He's a speed rush guy that has a pretty good motor. So, I mean, I go against him every single day, really. So, but it's just hard to get playing time when you got somebody like Anthony Spencer, then you got DeMarcus Ware in front of you. You know, so, but he's a great talent. He's going to be a good kid. He's going to be a good player.
Well, you don't really know how hard it is to have a real good player in front of you on the depth chart, do you?
No, yeah, I know. It's hard. It's not easy at all. I mean, especially when he's probably same as me when you come in from college and you're the guy, the go-to guy for no matter what it is that you're doing. You know, if a play need to be made, you're in the game. You know, then you come in, you're already a rude awakening for the speed of the game and everything you got to learn, a big impact on you. And then you got a guy like Jason Witten, who's the best tight end in the NFL in my eyes. You know, so. But then you just got to take it the right way. It's a guy to learn from. You know, it's kind of like being an apprentice, you know. I'm like an underground rapper right now, you know. Everybody keep hearing about me, but they're waiting for an album to drop, you know. So, but for the most part, but there's not another guy I'd rather have a teammate than Jason Witten, though, because me and him, we have a great relationship. And, I mean, it's just been, last year, it's kind of hard for me because coming from A&M, well, I was the man, you know. Then first year was hard. This year, it's just been fun, and it's just been a fun-loving relationship for us.
Yeah, it was. I read something where Dallas Clark, you know, from Indianapolis, was saying it took him 3 or 4 years to really get the trust of Peyton Manning and that they would be on the same page. Like when Romo turns or is getting chased, it seems like he always knows where Witten is. And I just wonder if, you know, you...
They came in together, you know, so same class. So they've been playing with each other for a while. So that's just kind of how it is. That's how I am with McGee. So if McGee ever get in the game...
yeah, watch out. Watch out for Marty B then. All right, you got anything good coming up on IamMartyB.com? Or are you,
some more interviews with the players. Right now I'm on my way to AC New Middle School to go talk to the kids over there. But for the most part, yeah, I'm going to have some cool stuff. I'm going to have a lot more music coming up there on there pretty soon. So I just got to mix and master and stuff like that.
We got a request for you.
What's that?
We want you to do some stuff with Big Len because Leonard Davis makes us laugh. So more stuff with him. Whatever it is, we're going to love it.
Okay, I'll get him on there.
He's a man
of many words.
I know, and maybe our favorite thing from the show last week, and I know this happened months ago for you, but we were just playing it last week, was the Tashard Choice video where Jay Ratliff is doing his Leonard Davis impression.
Leonard, the guy that talks so slow, you can actually read the words coming out of his mouth.
Not very likely.
You don't have to ask him what he said. You can just read it. Oh, yeah, you're hungry. Okay.
Oh, and he says he's hungry on occasion.
Yeah.
Who would think?
It says right there in the air, right there when he talks.
All right, Martellus, good stuff. Denver next week, and we'll talk with you a week from today. Thanks for the time.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
All right, there he goes. Martellus Bennett. You don't have to say that, Groups.
I'm being courteous.
On the ticket. All right, 212. Let's.
I love Captain Crunch.
You know, I could eat a whole bunch.
It's my favorite type of lunch.
All right, let's get to
Big Ram, you know.